As we come to this new season of Lent, and we're given the opportunity to begin again in our spiritual lives, to recognize our absolute need of God, the Church offers us that same opportunity in the readings that we have today. As we're taken back to the very beginning of all things, to the story of creation in the book of Genesis. There in Genesis 2, in the second account of creation, we're reminded of the creation of the Adam, the man, fashioned from the dust of the earth. The Spirit of the Lord breathed into the clay to become the living, breathing human being, one with God, one in the very midst of the garden, in the beauty and the wonder of all that is there. And God bestows his life and his shalom, his peace, upon the man, and then upon all of the subsequent creation, upon all of the animals and the birds that are brought to the man to be named. But of course, none of those are able to be a suitable helper for the man, a suitable partner. And so God bestows upon creation then the epitome and the wonder and the beauty of all creation when he creates the woman, Eve. She is, of course, a suitable partner, a suitable helper for the man. And then they're able to experience just the richness and the bounty of life together, at one with themselves, at one with God, naked, without shame, enjoying all of the fruit, enjoying all of the life that is there in the garden, experiencing all of the wonder and the beauty that God has bestowed upon them, and experiencing just the great gift of heaven and earth being together. Because heaven is wherever God dwells, and here God dwells among Adam and Eve. He dwells in the very midst of the garden, and there's this familiar, easy relationship between the Lord God and his creation. Then in our reading today, we hear of that time when, in the symbolic language of the story, the serpent, representing the Satan, the devil, comes into the garden and begins to question and to force the man and the woman to reevaluate what it is that God has established for them. Even though the Lord has not been stingy, even though the Lord has given up to them everything he possibly could, with only one prohibition, that they are not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the serpent twists those words, and the serpent twists that meaning, and the serpent begins to put this doubt in the very hearts of the man and the woman. Did God really say? Do you not realize that God has given you that possibility of experiencing life like God himself? And so the serpent begins to twist, the serpent begins to tempt, the serpent begins to re-question and rephrase that very existence that the man and the woman experience and enjoy. And he puts that question to them. And Eve, seeing the fruit and seeing the wonder and the beauty of the fruit, begins to desire that and begins to take that then for herself. She wants to be like God. She wants to be the one who will decide what is right and wrong. She will no longer experience the wonder and the beauty of God providing that ultimate source of life, the ultimate source of decision for her. She wants it for herself. And she shares that same temptation with the man. She shares that same desire with Adam. And so together, both of them then turn. Both of them then decide that no, each of them wants to be their own decision maker. Each of them wants to be the one who is at the very center of all things. But of course, they soon discover, they soon realize that if there are multiple centers of the universe, then there will be competition. And no longer are they then comfortable with each other. No longer then are they at ease with each other. No longer are they naked without shame. They begin to cover up. They begin to hide behind these other constructions. First the fig leaves, but then we hide behind all sorts of other constructions. We hide behind human honor. We hide in our houses and in our cars. We hide in our careers. We hide behind our titles and the positions of authority that we take onto ourselves. We say, no, this is where I will find my identity. This is where I will find my truth, rather than finding it in God, rather than finding it in the midst of the garden. We're driven into the wilderness. We're driven into that place of the desert that place of temptation, that place of betrayal, that place where we compete rather than being a community who love and share life and share all of the fruit of the garden that the Lord has freely poured out upon us. When the devil in our gospel today comes to Jesus and offers him those same choices, those same temptations to seek meaning, to seek purpose in human pleasure, in power, and in wealth, Jesus is able to answer him at every point, at every turn, and say, no, that is not where I find my meaning, that is not where I find my purpose, that is not where I find my identity. My purpose is to serve the Lord, my God. My purpose is to worship him alone. The choice that we're offered today, as St. Paul also tells us in the fifth chapter of Romans, is to decide, do we want to be about the kingdom of sin? Do we want to be about that life of being fallen? Or do we want to experience that free gift that Jesus has given us? This grace that has made the life in the garden even better now. The life that is now offered to us, that possibility of returning into that familiar relationship with the Lord, of simply being able to walk with him in the cool of the garden, cool of the evening, to be able to experience what God originally intended for us. That is the choice that we're offered as we begin this new season of Lent. That is the choice that we're given. Will we stay with the Lord in the garden, choosing to allow him to be the one who decides what is right and wrong, allowing him to be the one who is the source of all freedom? Or will we choose for ourselves? Will we, like so many others, choose to set ourselves to be like God, to set ourselves to be the very center of the universe? Will we, like so many others, say, no, it's my freedom that matters the most. It's my freedom that is the highest value, the highest point in human life and in human history. It's my choice that matters the most, even if that means the destruction of other people, even if that means the death of an innocent baby, then it's my choice that matters. The choice is given to us this Lent. Will we choose the garden? Will we stay with the Lord? Will we walk with him in the cool of the evening? Will we allow him to pour upon us all of those gifts, all of those graces, all of the fruitfulness of life? Or will we be driven into the wilderness? Will we make our own freedom so central and so important to us that we'll risk everything to choose to serve ourselves rather than serving God? Will we go into the wilderness of temptation, and will we try and make our own way there without God? That's the choice that we're given this Lent. Stay in the garden with God or go into the wilderness by ourselves. What will we choose?